Rachel Murphy, Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, did birth as 5/13/1955. This is for date of service 6/27/2023, dictating the plan only. Plan number one, for her hypothyroidism, the patient states that over the last couple of years, since she has been followed out of town, she converted from hypothyroidism to hyperthyroidism and was placed on methimazole 5 milligrams once daily by an out-of-town endocrinologist. So she is currently on methimazole 5 milligrams once daily, and her labs show a TSH of 2.62, free T4 of 0.9, and we will continue this dose at this point and adjust the dose during her follow-up visit as needed. Next, number for her multinodular goiter, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound done on 3/9/2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 5.6 centimeters, and she has several sub-centimeter nodules on the left, period. They did an FNA biopsy of the dominant nodule on the right, dated 5/11/2023, indicating benign pathology consistent with adenomatous nodular tissue with cystic degeneration. Next number. Due to the large size of the thyroid nodule on the right, measuring 5.6 centimeters, this has grown over the last several years. Her ultrasound back in 2018 showed the dominant nodule on the right to measure 3.3 by 3.2 by 3.7 centimeters. And her thyroid ultrasound in 2020 indicated the dominant nodule on the right measuring 3.2 by 2.7 centimeters. Due to the increasing size of the thyroid nodule despite benign pathology, I am recommending surgical consultation by Dr. Clayman due to the fact that it has grown significantly over the last several years. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.